Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The most recent episode, where a missile struck Poland, shows how quickly nuclear war could happen. Fox News wrote on November 16, Poland's President Duda said Wednesday that there is an indication the missile that landed in Polish territory and killed two was an air defense missile. There is no indication that this was an intentional attack on Poland, he said. The missile came down Tuesday on the Polish-Ukrainian border. Three U.S. officials told the Associated Press that preliminary assessments suggested the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian one. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also confirmed Wednesday that the missile that hit Poland was likely a Ukrainian air defense missile. The Ron Paul Institute added the following on November 16. NATO and Russia briefly stood on the brink of World War III, Tuesday evening after Ukraine accidentally bombed Poland. The incident happened as its forces were trying to intercept incoming Russian missiles during what's been described as Moscow's fiercest attack thus far. Instead of shooting down the Russian missile, Ukraine's S-300 malfunctioned and ended up dropping into Poland, where it killed two people. Zelensky's foreign minister claimed that allegations that his side was responsible for this incident are nothing but Russian propaganda. To his credit, Biden told the press in response to a question about whether Russia was responsible that there is preliminary information that contests that. It is unlikely that it was fired from Russia, but we will see, he said. There is no reason to doubt Biden's assessment, nor that of these three unnamed U.S. officials. The Austrian paper Wochenblatt wrote on November 16, some even openly fantasized about having the alliance declared under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, meaning NATO had to retaliate against Russia as the attack on one NATO country, Poland, is considered an attack on all of the NATO countries. The article goes on to say, for example, Estonia had already declared its readiness to defend every inch of NATO territory. Finland, which has not yet officially been accepted to join NATO, also said right away, we stand by Poland and react when we have the necessary picture of the situation at hand. Daily Mail wrote on November 16, hours after the incident, Zelensky had blamed it on Russian missile terror, saying something has to happen right away. The news that Ukraine fired the missile came after a nervous night in which it looked like NATO and Russia could be heading for a direct confrontation that would have risked triggering World War III. And it underlines the risk that a single mistake or miscalculation in Ukraine could yet spark such a conflict. Now, let me just say that according to biblical prophecy, Russia and Ukraine will unite against Europe. And we also find very clearly prophesied that a future European leader will hear rumors from the Far East, from Russia, from China. And in accordance with these rumors, he will go out to destroy those nations. Nuclear war will happen between Europe and the Far Eastern countries, including Russia, including China. But we also are being told that Europe will lose in the process and will be utterly destroyed. If you want to hear more about these events, which are clearly prophesied, please ask for our free literature, including our book, The Europe in Prophecy, or The Fall and Rise of the British and American Empires. Or you might as well ask for a booklet which is entitled Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, or a book about the book of Revelation. We have so many booklets published for your benefit, for your information. Please take advantage of those free offers. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.